This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
Before our departure, maybe I'm here 10 to
Jet, set,
go.
Jet, set, go. Mapping destinations.
Yes, we are jetting off to Saudi Arabia. Now, when we think of Saudi Arabia, normally what comes to mind are Riyadh, Jeddah, Mecca, Al-Ula, Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, for example. But never it comes to mind a city called Jazan. Now, it's not the first place that pops in mind, definitely, when you think of Saudi Arabia. But let me tell you, it's definitely a gem worth exploring and talking about. Now, the thing is that Jazan, it's actually located on the Red Sea coast. It boasts stunning beaches, vibrant markets, and it has a rich cultural heritage. It's known for its seafood dishes. It's known for its, or it works as a large agricultural heartland, in fact. It's a beautiful city. It's world famous for its high-quality agricultural production. And some of those products include high-quality tropical fruits, such as figs, mango, papaya as well. And the city of Jazan has actually one of the country's largest mega projects, with significant infrastructure projects that are worth several billions of dollars. So they are putting a lot of money into the city. And the reason why we're talking about this is because Air Arabia has just announced that they will be having three weekly flights connecting Sharjah International Airport to King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz International Airport in Jazan. So travelers have even more opportunities to explore this hidden treasure. Plus, with nonstop connectivity, you can also hop on a flight and be soaking up the sun on Jazan's beaches in no time, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting one because I think it offers a bit of a different side of Saudi Arabia. Less of the hustle and bustle, you could say, of the city centres, and more of an environment touch. One thing I've learned about Jazan is actually a place called Wadi Jalab, and it's really known for its freshwater dip opportunities. You could say that's, of course, going to attract many globetrotters who really want that kind of environmental touch of Saudi Arabia. And it's located between two high mountains that are covered with thick moss, and they really offer a bit of an illusion of hanging garden. You think, wow, how is that in Saudi Arabia? Well, it truly is, and it definitely truly needs to be taken advantage of. But listening to Adel Al Ali, a friend of the show, who is, of course, the group chief executive officer at Air Arabia, he stated that as we continue to grow, we remain committed to serving our key markets, particularly between the UAE and Saudi Arabia. And with non-stop connectivity linking Sharjah and Jazan, we are underlining our promise to continuously offer our customers access to key destinations, all while ensuring exceptional value. And we personally talked to Adel Al Ali himself, and he was talking about pushing into new markets over in Europe and how exciting that is. But also, it's amazing to note that we aren't forgetting the market right here, and also how popular the market is.
Yeah, you know, they've actually got the 73 Airbus A320 and A321neo LR aircraft, which is also the modern and best-selling single-aisle aircraft in the world. And with this long-range services that they are planning on launching those two new destinations. And when we spoke to him during that in-depth conversation on the World Aviation Day, which is available as a podcast, he did say that Air Arabia will be looking at London and China as a market for their long-range planes when they do use them. Now, similarly, we've had some more announcements from Air Arabia Group, because they earlier this month on the 17th of March, on the 27th of March today, there'll be a new service. Will be operated by FlyJinnah. It will be connecting Pakistan's city of Lahore from the 27th. Of March. The airline had launched daily direct flights between Islamabad and Sharjah on February 17, but from today onwards, FlyJinnah will be connecting Pakistan's city of Lahore to the Emirate of Sharjah. So that's going to be an exciting new option for many of the passengers, particularly gearing up for the Eid al-Fitr festivities. They would definitely like to flying home from Sharjah. So that's great news. Apart from that, in the world of aviation, we've seen some statements now coming out. Now, this is Sir Tim Clark, the president of Emirates Airline. He had sent in emailed responses to international media, namely Financial Times as well as The National. He said that Boeing needs a strong engineering lead after David Calhoun is set to be stepping down. And he said that only time will tell if the management changes will resolve the problems facing the US plane maker. According to Tim Clark, the US company also needs to establish a governance model that prioritizes safety and quality. And in his statement, he said, "It is little wonder that the Machinists Union wants a seat on the board simply to ensure that the voice of the factory floor is part and parcel of the decision process and is fully integrated into the governance model's risk management strategies." And Emirates being one of the biggest customers for Boeing, they're quite vocal about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big call out, isn't it, a bit from Mr. Clark himself, because he's actually previously called for changes when it came to Boeing at the US playmaker because of their quality concerns or even delivery delays. And being one of Boeing's biggest customers, rightly so, to have a word, you could say, and a prominent word in the play. But do stay tuned to the Morning Madness as we will keep you updated regarding that CEO position at Boeing and who are the contenders.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.